An updated report issued by the Brattle Group for the Illinois AFL-CIO says the closures would cost the region thousands of jobs and millions of dollars. Pat Devaney is the treasurer for the organization.
Just in Byron and Dresden alone, as you're talking about 1,500 full-time employees, a good-paying job, and also a couple thousand supplemental workers that are brought in during maintenance outages and refueling.
In August, Exelon announced plans to close the two facilities this coming fall. It cited declining energy prices and market rules that affected profitability. Devaney says other findings include a direct impact to regional sales and tax revenue. And he says should the plants close, Illinois residents can expect to pay $313 million more annually for electricity. Devaney says he's calling on lawmakers to move quickly to preserve the nuclear facilities and save jobs. I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.